Heather Dubrow's World, and now you can live in it for 1 hour each week right here on Podcast One. Hey, everybody. Hi, Natalie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great.
Okay, good.
Look how energetic we are.
I know. That's fasting and like 3 cups of coffee.
Exactly. Oh, exactly. Crazy. Did you watch The Bachelorette?
No, you already know. Which, I hate this because this is the first time I haven't watched the season, and now you're watching it.
And I never watch.
All right.
Okay. Well, so I watched the other night with, you know, because we do it. Have I already told you about the Mystery Science Theater 3000? Okay.
Yep.
So I'm sitting there and I'm watching with Kat and Max, and Terry decides to come in.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not allowed in again.
Okay.
He makes really annoying comments the entire time. And then you miss certain moments.
But sometimes those comments make it fun.
I think the way Kat and Max talk about it make it fun, but he's so not into it.
Oh.
You have to be...
Does he criticize everything? Or?
Oh, totally.
Yeah,
absolutely. Here's my question.
Okay.
First of all, Rachel... I love Rachel. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping she'll come on the show. I love Rachel, and but I am not into her eyelashes.
Okay, I haven't seen... I'm going to look it up while you tell me.
Okay, she's so beautiful, and she always looks amazing, but her eyelash strips are very heavy.
Okay.
And they shoot her looking down a lot, and I feel like I'm just obsessed. It's like this. If I'm noticing the eyelashes, then it's too much. But do you think... Because most reality shows, you don't get hair and makeup people.
They do have hair and makeup people.
That's what I wanted to know.
Actually, they have a stylist. No, I think they have hair and makeup people and a stylist.
So they give her clothes.
Yeah.
Because she always
looks amazing. They do like a full makeover right before the show.
Really?
Yeah. It's when you're like a contestant, they don't give it to you. But when you're the actual bachelor or bachelorette, then they totally just like make you up.
Oh, I see. All right. Mm-hmm. So if you're vying for the person's hand, you're on your own.
Yep.
Because we need to see, you know, really who you are.
Yep.
And if you're the bachelor or the bachelorette, they judge you.
Exactly.
That is so nice, though. But her outfits are always on point.
I can't tell from the pictures that she posts.
I mean, whoever the stylist is, I think just does a really good job. It's funny because when I used to travel with housewives, mm-hmm. we'd all show up and look at each other. And some there, it would be funny because sometimes, like, let me think of
Dr. Oz.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We were going on Dr. Oz. I think this was my first year on the show. We showed up. Every single one of us was wearing a red dress.
That was ridiculous.
It was.
And they were like similar. Like it was crazy.
It was the weirdest thing. And there had been moments. I mean, I think I showed up at the same dress as one of the other. Vicky and I went to a thing. Same dress. Yep. But I mean it more like if. And we never went to the Swiss Alps, but it would be like if we were going to the Swiss Alps and everyone was wearing lederhosen. Like sometimes people want to dress a la the place you're going to.
Right.
And so we'd all look so ridiculous. And then one time when we went glamping, Alexis and I walked out of our cabins and we both, and I'd never worn this before, where you take a scarf and you wrap your head.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like you take like a bandana or a scarf and you put it almost like a hat and tie it in the back. I had never done it before. I'm like, oh, this is going to be so edgy and cool. And I walked out of my cabin and Alexis had the same exact head wrap. We looked like such idiots. But and I would have taken it off, except the cameras are already there. And then
it would have looked like you were not trying to match.
Oh, you can't win. But they're so lucky they get hair and makeup and wardrobe.
I know. I mean, you kind of have to. You're the bachelorette. I mean, all eyes are on you.
I know. But they're doing a good job.
Yeah.
So whoever it is, well done. Except they were somewhere freezing.
Uh-huh. Do you still like that one guy that had like the dramatic story of when he was like a child that lost his mother? And...
The young one?
Yeah.
I do like him. I just think he's too young. And she
so got... do you have like a prediction of who's going to win?
I really don't know. What? I think she knows for sure. Mm-hmm. But, you know, come on. They're still making a TV show. So she has 4 guys left that she's going to do the hometown visits. But she got rid of this one guy named Adam, who I'm very upset about. And I don't know why. But obviously she didn't feel a connection. So, you know. Who am I to judge? Mm-hmm. But Adam is from Dallas and she's from Dallas.
So you thought there was an instant connection there.
Well, I just thought he was cute. There was something about his eyes. He has very cute blue eyes and maybe not as handsome as like, you know, the guy Dean or Peter. Like there might be, and Brian's cute, but he's still handsome. He looks like a man, you know, he's like a guy.
So are the last contestants like similar looking or no? Are they all like completely different?
Like,
does she have a type clearly or no?
Yes.
She does.
Yes. Very handsome, dark haired white guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh,
except
okay.
Eric. Eric's African American. He's really cute too. Very different. But it was funny. I saw a meme on Twitter the other day because in one of the scenes, like, Eric is saying basically that, you know, he grew up in this really bad environment and, you know, there was people in his family have gone to prison and there's been problems with drugs and he's, you know, and all this stuff. And she's just totally calm and doesn't even blink. Uh-huh. And then he says that he's never taken a girl home. And she's like, wait a minute.
So she freaks
what? And someone did a meme. I was so funny.
That's hilarious.
It's like prison, fine, drugs. All right.
Right.
You've never brought a girl home? What's wrong with you?
That's hilarious.
It was so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
I just feel like at this point, she must absolutely know who she likes. But she, you know, she's got four of them. She's got to, you know.
How difficult must that be?
I can't even imagine. She kisses everybody, though.
Well, you have to.
You do?
Yes. You have to see. You got to, like, test it out.
I don't know.
Because if the kiss is bad, then that's not a good sign.
Well, one of the guys she was in like a bathtub with making out.
Oh, that's a little
That was a few weeks ago. Yes, it was.
But that's very bachelor at bachelor.
I suppose.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not judging.
Are the dates fun this
I haven't watched the show in years. All I have to tell you is that it makes the first couple seasons look like ghetto. I mean, this they're constantly traveling.
Yeah.
They've been in 47 countries. Yeah. They're staying in the best places. There's helicopters. There's champagne everywhere. Yeah. It's not a bad life. I may need to be a bachelorette.
Stop. That's so funny.
Oh, but I
think
love
the host
Rachel.
Has the best job. He says like five words.
And Chris?
Yeah, he gets to travel. And
best job ever.
Ever.
Rachel, this is your final words to me. And here's $10 million.
Exactly.
Anyway, I loved it. All right, so I have to talk about Max a lot because, you know, we just went on this trip and I want to tell everyone about the trip because we were talking about it. And so Max wanted to go on this spa trip and I'm going to tell you about it. But before we went, I'm like, you know, this is all working out and health and exercise. I go, why don't you go to the gym with me? Mm-hmm. So she comes and she went to Orange Theory with me three times the week before we went.
Good for her.
I know.
I'm surprised.
And on the last time she came, Terry showed up and she was so tired. And he's like, she's lame. And I go, you didn't see her yesterday. Anyway, it was kind of cool. So we were at the gym and we were on the treadmill and we're running. And all of a sudden the opening bars of Bang Your Head comes on. And I was like, oh, my God, is this Bang Your Head? And I looked at Max and I pointed up like, do you hear this? And she didn't get it at first. And then she heard Kevin's voice come out and she was like, no way. I mean, it was just so surreal to be running with Max and you know, Terry's brother's song comes. I was just
cool.
Random and cool. And it was a nice moment. I felt like he was, you know, giving us the thumbs up.
That's awesome. I love that.
It was. And then the next day, Nikki came with us.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah.
By the way, that kid's like getting shredded.
I know. He's not ready. I mean, they're so soft, these kids. Yeah, he'll do a million push-ups, but you put him on the treadmill, he's like, when is it over? But he came the next day, and the three of us running, and Sweet Child of Mine came on.
Oh, my God.
I know. I almost started crying on the treadmill. I'm like, this is so sweet. I love it.
It's so cute.
It was so cute. So I took Max to this alone trip the night after July 4th. What did you end up doing for July 4th?
I was with my family and with Ryan.
Yeah? Yeah. Where'd you go?
He lives right on the water, so we were able to just like hang out there and watch all the fireworks.
That's so nice. Do they have those fire pit things on the beach there?
No. Oh, no. He's looking at the bay.
That's pretty. Yeah. So did you get to see all the fireworks?
Oh, yeah. Everything. From left to right. Oh. The coast to go. Yeah, it was awesome.
That's nice.
Yeah, very cool.
What'd you eat?
I'm not on keto. So what did we eat? God, it's been so long now. We grilled.
You grilled? Does he grill?
He grills.
He grills?
Of course he grills.
Don't say of course. Terry can reattach a finger and he can't make a hamburger on the grill.
I don't understand how you can't. I think everyone can grill.
He can't grill.
He's tried it.
Trust me, he can't grill. It's not in his wheelhouse. He has a lot of special gifts. That's not one of them.
Yeah, no, he's really good at it. Yeah, no, it was very mellow. Mine was very mellow.
Okay.
You, on the other hand, had a...
Well, I had a gathering.
That's a gathering?
It's a gathering. It wasn't like a huge party, but it was a gathering. I think we had, what, six families?
Yeah,
but
that's still a lot.
So it was, but it was at night. I didn't want to do a full daytime thing. I just wanted dinner and fireworks. But we this is our first year being in this house for July 4th. So I had no idea if we were, can you see the fireworks?
Right.
Is it good?
Right.
I have no idea. So we had people come over and I really wanted this light up bar. Poor Natalie. I'm like, all we need to do is rent like two tables and some chairs. And I'm like, I think we need a bar. Let's get a bar. How about a light up bar? And this was such, I mean, I won't bore you with all the details, but it was such a disaster and they had to get it in there or whatever. And then I forgot to plug it in.
Just one story of my life.
Oopsies. Forgot to plug it in. It was so fun though. We had such a good time. And I hired these coaches to come, you know, like, run the kids around because I just wasn't sure. And they brought like 10,000 Legos and they had, what's that thing where you throw the bean bags? Corn in a hole?
Cornhole?
Cornhole? That's it.
Cornhole.
Corn in a hole?
Yep.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Play cornhole and he had all these little games set up. It was really fun. He was like, we're going to do face painting. I'm like, not around my white furniture. We're not.
Not today.
No, but we blew up all. I went to CVS and I got those water balloons that you you put the spigot in. I mean, I'm used to doing it old school. You blow them up one at a time and it takes 10 hours. No, these are so cool. You just put your hose in there and it blows up 100 at a time.
Whoever invented that, literally. I mean, it's like the most simple thing you would think.
And they're self-sealing.
Oh,
so you take them all and you put them on the trampoline and they just jump and pop them.
Oh, it's so fun.
It's so fun.
So fun.
Food was great. So my friends, Bob and Christine, so Bob is building that new hotel, Lido House, among a gazillion others. But this Lido House down by Lido and the, what do you call that? The shipyard?
Lido Island.
Yeah, Lido Island. Mm-hmm. So that's where they opened Nobu.
Right.
And this hotel is going to be insane. And so there, I couldn't find a caterer because I think I decided to do this a little last minute. So their chef that runs all their food and beverage and is the executive chef for Lido House, Chef Riley, he came over. Max was so funny because Zach was there too, who's helping serve. And anyone that's ever watched a party I've done on television knows Zach's one of my very handsome servers. She's like, Zach is hot. I'm like, yeah, I know. He's got a girlfriend. She's like, what about the chef?
Max.
I know, he's cute too. She was so funny.
So,
and then she launches into this whole diatribe about how you can be hot if you're not that good looking, but you're really good at something.
Right. It makes you hot.
Yeah. So she goes, like dad.
Smart girl.
Very smart girl. It's so funny. So then, and Nikki was like, we're not going to be able to see the fireworks. This is going to be so late. Anyway, the fireworks were awesome.
I bet you could see like a gajillion different firework shows.
You could see a gazillion fireworks. The food, we had awesome food. And I just did, you know, like regular July 4th food, hamburgers, hot dogs. And Chef Riley is famous for his French fries. He's got this French fry restaurant in Idaho or somewhere. And so, no, literally. And so he made French fries and kettle chips.
Oh,
and I ate so much on July 4th. I made myself so sick. I was like, I'm having a fun meal. I feel like eating. And then Brooke from Bang Pop Shop, she did this whole dessert thing. I'm like, make sure there's candy. So she did like a candy bar and like glittery donuts. And everything was red, white, and blue. It was so fun.
So fun.
Oh, I should post pictures of all that.
I know. You hadn't posted any.
I forgot. Oh, because we left the next day. All right. So we ate until we were going to pop.
Okay.
Made myself mildly ill. Drank a lot of champagne. Kids had a ball. Mm-hmm. And then...
What time did everybody leave?
Like 11.
Oh, okay. And then you have to get up early and get ready. And
I got up and went to the gym.
Good for you.
Yeah. I got up, went to the gym, and packed up, and then Max and I went on our adventure. So I'm actually, I don't know when it's going to air, but like maybe in like 3 weeks, if you watch Heather's Closet, my YouTube channel, we did a whole travel vlog about it. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get to see the whole thing. I have to say, you know, doing one-on-one time with a child is one of the most special things you can ever do.
Oh, I can imagine. I just feel like you probably get like a completely different sort of even conversation out of, I mean, instead of having, you know, the siblings around.
Oh, yeah.
A different connection.
And, you know, the last time, I've done this with Max once before, 2 years ago, I took her to New York for a couple of days, and it was great. We had a great time, but she was 11. Now she's, you know, 13 and a half. It's different.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And she's so smart, and she's so thoughtful, and we laughed so much. We had fun.
That's so nice.
No, we really had a good time.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk about the actual experience on the Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig podcast that'll air next Tuesday, because Terry and I have been talking about going on wellness trips and what it means, what it does. So I'll really go into depth about like what we did and what happened. But it was fun. There was a lot of wildlife there.
Yeah.
Oh, the first night we were there, so we get there in the afternoon and you know, we had dinner. This is so me. I'm so high strung. So we get to the place and they encourage group tables. Uh-huh. Yeah, not for us.
No,
we don't do that. So there was one table of two and it was in the hot sun, like sitting in the hot sun. And I was like, oh. And Max is like, oh, it'll be fine. I'm like, we're going to be sweating. We can't sit there. I'm like, excuse me. Do you think we could move this table over there? Oh, they were so accommodating. They were lovely. I mean, they were like little lightweight tables. Yeah. It wasn't a big deal. But anyway, so we did that. And then we went and had massages at the last minute. We're like, oh, let's take 8 p.m. massages. It'll be so nice before bed. So we went down to the wellness center. We had massages and we were walking out. And all of a sudden, Max goes, Mom. And I'm like, crap, is this like the early warning iguana?
Yeah.
Mom. And I go, what? She goes, look ahead. Huge skunk. Huge.
Oh, no.
Oh, but like the size of an armadillo. Like the biggest skunk you've ever seen. She goes, back up slowly. Because I was just going to walk by and just ignore it. She's like, back up slowly. So funny.
Oh,
my God. There were coyotes and snakes and butterflies and chipmunks and bunnies.
Gosh.
There was just wildlife everywhere.
And you're not about that.
No. Certainly not about it. Anyway, so we had this fabulous time and we talked and we laughed and we worked out and we hiked and we had treatments. Some really lovely treatments, by the way. This lovely salt scrub thing. We had scalp treatments. They braided our hair. Oh, so nice. We met some really nice people. Mm-hmm. One gal in particular who lives up in Sacramento, and she's a sports medicine specialist that specializes in concussions.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was working with the Sacramento Kings, and now she was like deciding between D.C. and New York. She was so cool. We had a really good time with her. Anyway, so then we go to leave. We had this great time, and we go to leave, and I'm thinking, all right, so we'll be home in like 2 hours. It's not that far a drive. Oh, my gosh, the border. Because this was in Tecate.
Disaster.
So you have to go through Tijuana
right.
and get through the border. It was 2 hours of driving a mile.
Oh, my gosh.
2 hours. You moved 3 inches.
I did it years ago, and it was a disaster.
They sell stuff in the middle of the road because they know no one's moving.
I know.
I've never seen, I mean, but you know, we started and I'm like, oh my gosh, look at that. They're selling shrimp cocktails along the side of the road. That is sketchy. I'm not eating any shrimp cocktail off the side of the road. Honestly, an hour and a half later, I'm like, where's the cocktails? Where's the shrimp? Just give it to me. I don't care.
Bartering with it.
We hadn't eaten.
Oh my gosh.
Because I was thinking, because I do intermittent fasting, I'm like, oh, I'll be home by 2. This is perfect. We eat. And poor Max was starving. I'm like, oh, we'll stop at it. You know, as soon as we cross the border, I'll drive you through somewhere. We'll go pick up a sandwich.
Yeah.
You know, you'll be fine. No. 4.5 hours it took to get home.
Oh, my God.
4.5 hours. So if you don't want to have sketchy shrimp. By the way, isn't that crazy that they're just selling food along the side of the road? They were selling like these beautiful fresh hot churros, though.
Oh, yeah.
I so wanted one.
I like the fresh fruit that they sell, not going to lie.
The fresh fruit, but who's washing it? What water are they washing
it? Oh, that's true.
I mean, you don't think about that.
Sick all the time. Yeah.
When we were at the place, they were washed. They said you can't brush your teeth with the water in the sink.
Right. Yeah.
Is that crazy?
Mexico water. Yeah.
I know, but at this point in this day and time, usually people have filtration systems. I'm just saying.
I know.
Well, if you don't want sketchy shrimp this summer, what are you going to do? I'm going to tell you what you are going to do. You're going to get sunbasket. No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Who wants to cook in the summer? It's so hot. And you know what I'm finding is that in the summer months, the kids want to get a delivery service mm-hmm. to send food all the time, and it's expensive.
Yep.
And I don't like doing that. So Sunbasket is a really, really good way to keep your kitchen time minimal, get a huge variety, and not spend a fortune. Because Sunbasket makes it easy to cook delicious meals no matter how busy you are. And they send organic and non-GMO ingredients. So you can prepare your meals in 30 minutes or less, and take the guesswork out of preparation. It makes the cleanup easier because you're not sitting there with, you know, measuring spoons and all that. It's all pre-measured. You don't have to go to the grocery store. They send you everything. Plus, if you're like me and you got your crazy diet, you could do paleo, gluten-free, lean and clean, vegetarian options, all created by award-winning chefs and approved by nutritionists. Sunbasket meals, they're quick, they're delicious. And look, you can always find time for that. So go to sunbasket.com/Heather today and get 50% off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/Heather to get 50% off your first order. Sunbasket.com/Heather. We finally get through the customs and the whole thing and we get home and okay. And then I had a fail. So we drive all the way home and now it's like almost 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starving. Mm-hmm. I'm cranky. I'm hangry. And there's an open house going on next door because they finished building that house.
Right.
And so they're having this open house next door. And the guys that built this house, it's a spec house. It was originally, there was a family that had bought it that I thought were building it. And I don't know what happened, but they ended up selling the land and this other guy developed this house. And it's a beautiful home, yeah, just gorgeous. But these guys have been so abusive and they're always parking in the circle. We live in a cul-de-sac, and you're not allowed to park there because it's a fire hazard. And literally recently, we had to have we had someone delivering something to the house, and they were going to pass out, and we had to call 911. And they had to park in the circle, and if people had been parked there, they wouldn't have been able to get through.
Right.
So it really is a fire hazard. You can't be parked there. And these guys just park there all the time, and I'm always calling security, and I'm like, Mrs. Kravitz, they hate me. But it's a fire hazard.
Yeah.
So we get home from this crazy long thing and there's cars parked all in the circle. And I thought it was the builder guy.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys are walking out of this house and I'm like, you can't park there. I mean, I totally snapped.
Whoopsies.
And he was like, it's an open house. I'm like, but you're not. And it's clearly marked.
Yeah.
There's no parking yeah. from this. I'm like, but you're not allowed to park there. And so Terry's like, just come on. And so we walk in the house and he calls security and, you know, they come up, whatever. And the guy who was walking out of the house tweeted to me saying I was his favorite housewife and that I was mean and rude.
Oh, gosh.
And I tweeted him back and I'm like, you're totally right. Mm-hmm. I apologize profusely. I said, I really thought you were the builder and I was so cranky and hangry in 4 hours and they're always parking there and it's, you know, they think they're above the rules of everyone and I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally snapped and I'm sorry. I'm like, we all have bad moments, sometimes on camera, sometimes not. And he wrote me back a really sweet tweet. But you know what stinks? It's like, you know, we all have bad moments.
I know. Unfortunately, you know, you're in the limelight, so...
I know, but, you know, it takes a lot to push me over the edge, but not eating for, you know, 27 hours and 4.5 hours in the car, and I had to pee, and I'm hungry, and they're parked in the circle.
Yeah.
And the other thing kind of is like, you know, there's something upsetting about the fact that someone wants to, because I've heard and now seen that there are people going to see this house so that they can see our house.
Right.
You know, like look over the fence and whatnot. So that's unsettling, too. It's just a bummer.
At least you responded to him, though. That was nice of you that you said, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I felt terrible.
Yeah.
I you know me, I always take pictures with people. I'm happy to meet people. I'm so grateful when, you know, people are supportive of things that I do and our family and the whole 100%. I had a total bitchy snap moment. It's just like, it's too bad that the moment you have it, someone posts it.
I know. You're like, damn it.
But I did feel bad. And he seems like such a nice guy because then I went and looked at his feed and everything.
Yeah.
And he seems like a super sweet
Aww.
Guy. So I hope I get to meet him someday. But anyway, that was the story there.
Oh, gosh.
We went to the Descendants 2 premiere last night.
Yes. How was that?
It was, first of all, the movie's so cute.
Premieres seem like they would be so much fun.
You know,
or is it maybe looks a little more fun than what it is?
I think it depends. Mm-hmm. I think it depends where you're seeing it and what the story is. It's so funny. Me and my sister always talk about this because her husband is an executive at Fox. Uh-huh. So they go to a lot of premieres. And what annoys her, and I totally get this, is that you can't sit where you want to sit.
It's like assigned seating or what?
No, it's like, you know, if you're in the movie or you're an executive of the studio, you sit in the middle section. Mm-hmm. And if you're a guest, you sit on the sides or in the back. You know, you just, you can't pick exactly
right
where you're sitting. And then if you don't get there early enough, maybe you don't, you have to sit off to the side, you know. And look, my sister loves going to the movies and she's very particular about where she sits. And a lot of times you can't pick your snacks. Like last night, they had popcorn.
Okay.
And they had sodas. There was no water.
That's weird.
Yeah, there was no water. There was like, oh, there's a water fountain over there. They had sodas, popcorn, and they had like lavash wrap sandwiches.
Okay.
It was an odd assortment. But
did
like,
you pay for that or no?
No. It's everything, you know, it's all free. But you know, if you go to the movies and you like Twizzlers, that ain't happening.
Right. Yeah.
But no, they put out a nice spread. It was nice. But it's fun if it's something like if there's like the kids had the best time.
They did.
Of course, they saw so many celebrities that they love and they got to take pictures with. And
so
then,
fun.
You know, the parents were all looking at each other like, you know, it's cute. And then Chyna McClain, you know, who's been on the show, and her sisters, Lauren and Cece, and her parents. I mean, it's such a great, and her brother Gabe was there. Such a great family. Chyna, to me, they're all so talented. Chyna steals the movie.
Really?
She is so good. Her voice is so amazing. And she's got this one song in there. I think it's called What's My Name? Mm-hmm. That, I mean, it could just live on the radio.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if they're releasing it as a single, but it's amazing. And she's so talented. But all the kids were. I also love the guy that plays Captain Hook's son. He's so handsome, and so they're really, it's very, very good. If you have kids, I highly recommend seeing the movie. There's this epic dance number at the end with water, and costumes are incredible.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a sketchy thing at the end where they were wearing long gowns, and all of a sudden for the final number, they all turned to short dresses, short versions of the same gown
randomly.
So that they could do, totally randomly, without explanation, so they could do the big finale in the water. But I loved it.
That's so funny.
It was so fun. They had such a good time. So Chyna, congratulations. We're so proud of you and everyone in the movie. Really fantastic. And we have such a little Disney theme today because Skylar Strecker is here.
I know. Cute girl.
She's such a cute girl. So talented. Yeah. Big up-and-coming Disney star. So I'm excited to talk to her. And we have mutual friends. You know, she's very good friends with Ryan Cohen.
Oh,
Sarah's daughter. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how I met her.
That's so cool.
Okay, let's move on to our beauty tip of the week. All right, so let me see if I can describe this adequately. I have had makeup artists do, 99.9% of the time I do my own makeup. And I'm still obsessed with Jaclyn Hill's palette, by the way. Look, mm-hmm. Do you like my colors today?
I do.
Thank you. I just play with new colors every day.
Awesome.
So fun. I've had makeup artists do my makeup and they do the eyes first.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get stuff underneath your eyes and they wipe and wipe and wipe. I hate that. It makes my eyes raw and I feel like it's too much pulling. So what I do is, even if you like to do your foundation last, you take a tissue and fold it and put it right underneath your underneath lash lines. And that way, first of all, it gives you a nice line for your eyeliner. But also, if any of the shadow drops, it'll fall onto the tissue and not your face so that you don't have to clean it up after.
Smart. I don't ever use eyeshadow.
I know you don't.
Ever.
Why?
I look way too overdone when I do it.
Really?
Yeah.
You got to let Max do your eye makeup
sometime.
I know. Sometime.
She's good. She's good.
She did her own makeup. She did Katarina's makeup and she did Coco's makeup.
Oh my gosh.
But she did them, I thought, very age appropriately.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was so cute. Oh, by the way, so if you want to go look at the – go on my Instagram and look at the pictures I posted of the kids. And here are my comments to everyone that commented. Number one. Katarina and Coco asked to wear matching dresses. I could care less if they are wearing matching clothes or not. I honestly don't care, but that's what they wanted to do. And they wanted the same hairstyle and the same everything. So I thought that was great. And they're wearing tennis shoes with their dresses because they wanted to.
So cute.
And because Katarina wanted to wear that color sneakers because it matches China McClane's character's colors.
Oh, that's why.
The aqua. Yep. So she was wearing that. And then Coco loved her little Snoopy high tops. And I just figure, I mean, Selena Gomez wears sneakers with her dresses.
Oh, yeah. No, I think a lot of kids are doing it. I love it.
Yeah, I liked
cute.
It, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved all their outfits. I thought they looked really cute. And by the way, they all picked them out themselves.
I love it.
Yeah, so sweet. Oh, we had so much fun. Hippest, hottest, newest. This, I thought, was one of the most hilarious things I've ever seen. And at first, I was rolling my eyes, and I thought, wait a minute, that is so cool. So it's called the Willa Walker.
Okay.
Have you heard of this?
No.
It helps toddlers learn to walk.
Okay.
So it was invented by these dads mm-hmm. who wanted an easier way to teach them to walk. And it kind of looks like a puppeteer.
Okay.
So when you're trying to teach your kid to walk, it is very hard on the back, especially like some of us that had some of our kids a little bit older. Right. You have to bend over and hold them up or yep. hold the hands. This, it's like it almost goes underneath them and you hold a bar above them like they're a little marionette puppet so you can stand straight.
That's awesome.
It's genius.
That's so cool.
I know.
And it doesn't hurt the baby, obviously.
No, it's perfect. It's the same thing as you holding them.
Right.
It's just like a little harness and a little bar above
gosh.
And you hold the bar and you basically walk the kid.
That is so cool.
Don't you love that?
I do.
I know, me too.
That's so cool.
Finding a place for your kids to go to school is one of the hardest things ever.
Oh, I can imagine. Where do you even start?
Well, you listen to people and you start looking around. To me, the preschool thing was more stressful than I think college is going to be.
Oh, geez.
Because you feel like, oh, if they don't go to the right this, then they won't get that. And if they go to that, and then some of them spend so much time on trying to, you know, make them read really early. And, you know, studies show at some point they all catch up. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's really, really hard. There's this cool place called Kitty Academy. Really interesting. It's, you know, it's where imagination takes flight, light bulbs switch on, and ideas are launched. It's amazing that right there at Kitty Academy, they start with their proprietary Life Essentials curriculum, which helps each child make the most of every curious moment, which I know from watching my kids. It's so important rather than sitting with a bunch of papers and, you know, learning letters and sentence structure. They need this beginning step where caring teachers nurture children every step of the way, where every day isn't just, it's just not another day. It's an opportunity to be amazing. I mean, don't you want your kids to go to a place where they're inspired?
Yeah, absolutely.
Kitty Academy Educational Childcare, amazing, starts there. Find out how Kitty Academy could provide an amazing experience for your child that will last a lifetime. Kitty Academy is now enrolling children from 6 weeks to 12 years old in full-time and before and after care. So let Kitty Academy arrange a personal tour for you today at kittyacademy.com. Amazing starts here at kiddieacademy.com. That's K-I-D-D-I-E academy.com. Hey, everybody, stay tuned because Skylar Stecker is coming up next. Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hey guys, it's Richard Blaze. You've seen me on Top Chef and Master Chef, and now I'm starving for attention. My new show on Podcast One. Check out my interviews with Cutthroat Kitchen's Antonio Lofaso and Jet Tila, but that's only the beginning. We've got more on the way from actor Lou Diamond Phillips, Bizarre Foods' Andrew Zimmern, Top Chef host Gail Simmons, and so many more. So pull up a seat every Tuesday, or maybe just listen in your car on podcastone.com, the new Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
You're listening to Heather Dubrow's World.
Please welcome Skylar Stecker.
Yay!
Yay! Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, thanks for being here. You know what's so fun? All right, so I became aware of you through one of my best friends, Sarah Cohen.
Yes.
And her daughter, Ryan.
Yes. Oh, we love them.
Yeah. Yeah. They're fabulous. And they
they're
love
amazing.
You. But it's funny. I'm looking at you and you guys could be related.
Really? Me
yeah.
and Ryan?
Yeah. And the
people
eyes.
Say that. Yeah.
They do? Isn't
yeah, they
funny?
Do.
Yeah,
that is true. Yeah. Jack, her son, uh-huh. And my brother go to the same school and play sports together all the time. And whenever us three stand next to each other, it looks like we're all like one big family.
That is so funny. Sarah was one of my very first friends when I moved to Orange County.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
I know. Thank goodness. Yes, I needed a touchstone. So you're on fire.
Aw, thank you.
Unbelievable. First of all, so, all right, you're Disney's biggest rising star. Your songs are incredible. But I was blown away at your song for Everything, Everything.
Really? How did we?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Thank you.
So did you co-write that with Julia Michaels?
No, that was actually one of the songs that I wasn't a part of. That was already finished when they came to me. There was a couple artists that were, you know, going around with that song since the movie was already done and it was very quick and they were trying to find somebody to cut the song. And I remember my manager told me about it and said, listen, they want to hear your voice on it. And it's written by Julia Michaels and Justin Tranter. And I
You're
freaked
like,
out
no,
immediately when I heard their names. I was like,
right.
Oh my gosh. And
you're like, let me think about that.
Yeah, I was like, maybe not. No, I was like, so excited and I listened to it. And usually for me, being a songwriter as well, it's hard for me to connect to songs that I wasn't a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately I heard it and I fell in love with it, which is so rare. But I just totally felt like this is my own. Like, I love this so much. And so I told him, I was like, I want to record this tomorrow. Like, I don't want to give it, I don't want anyone else to take it. Like, I want to sing on this as soon as I possibly can. And I recorded it a couple days later. And then they told me that I got it. And I was so excited. I cried, actually. My mom told me, she came into my room and it was late at night. And she told me and I like started crying. I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited. It was an amazing moment.
Oh, I love that. Max, my daughter, was so excited.
Really?
Because she and I read the book together.
Yes. Oh, it's beautiful.
So the book is so beautiful. And so then when the movie's coming out and I saw that and I go, oh my gosh, cool, Max, guess who's singing the song? It's Skylar. She's like, no way. She was so, I was like, it was as if she had done it herself.
Oh. That's awesome.
Okay, so roll it back for me. You started very young.
Yes,
nine years old. Okay, mm-hmm. So how did you get, because you're from Wisconsin?
Yes.
How did you get out to L.A.? How did that all happen?
Well, when I discovered I could sing at nine, I was like, what can I do in Wisconsin in order for me to do this as a career? Because once I discovered I could sing, it was immediately.
Don't
was
most
like,
people
this is
think
what I
that when they live in Wisconsin?
Yeah, but I was just like so excited.
I'm joking, Wisconsin. No. Don't be mad.
But yes, I was so excited and just on cloud nine and I knew immediately this is what I want to do. And I just felt like this sense of like, yes, I found what I want to do and this is amazing. And so
because at nine, most people are very concerned about the path.
Well, it was like it was just like a sense of I've always been an older soul. So to me, I was just so excited that it felt like I was at home. Like when I was on stage and I performed, it was as if like this is what I was meant to do. Like this feels more natural than walking or talking or doing anything else that, you know, is normal for other people. Like to me, singing feels more natural than anything else.
So did you start taking lessons?
Well, no, I was uploading YouTube videos, but then I also started with national anthems because in Wisconsin there's the Badgers and the Packers.
Yeah.
And so I started just sending in videos of me singing the national anthem, and eventually one day it got picked up by the Badgers and I sang at their hockey game, and that was the first national anthem I ever did. And then it started to grow from there, and that turned into sending that video then to, oh, let's try getting football or whatever. And so
right.
It kept growing, and 6 months later I ended up singing almost every single national anthem that I possibly could in Wisconsin, which was insane. And for my mom too, it was kind of, no one in my family does anything musical, so once I did that and I really showed her like I'm really committed to this is what I want to do, it was kind of like like validation to her, knowing that okay, I'm not the only one that sees this in my daughter, you know, there are other people that, you know, believe in her as well and really, you know, like her music and like her voice, and she could really make this work.
Let me ask you a question. When you sing the anthem, because you're singing it a lot, mm-hmm. Do you have a go-to version or did you always change it up?
No,
I mean, I pretty much stuck within, you know, basic, but I do change it up a lot. I don't like to go super crazy with it, but it's like a good happy medium. But I do change it up a little bit because as I got older, I started, you know, trying to make it a little bit more prettier rather than just like belty, like, you know, I did when I was younger. So I've definitely, you know, added some stuff and I'll probably continue to change it up just a little bit, but nothing too much.
Very cool. Where would be your dream to sing it?
Well, I've sang it at Staples Center, which is for the Clippers and for the Lakers, which is really, really
amazing. So you kind of checked that box.
Well, like, I've done that, which, yeah, that was amazing. I remember I think I was like 11, right, the first time I sang for them. Yeah, and I remember I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm singing at the Staples Center. And
so it was 11, you know, were you aware of how huge that was? Did it make you nervous or are you just so happy because you're 11 and it's just a fun thing to do?
Yeah, I think I was pretty aware. I mean, I was obsessed with this one Beyonce-like film that she did where she performed her concert and they film it and they turned it into a movie. And I remember she was talking about Staples Center in it and all this stuff. And I just remember like a month later I sang and I was like, oh, Beyonce was just here, the Staples Center. And I was so excited for that. But yeah, I think I realized it. I was really like over the moon. I couldn't believe it. That was the first time I think one of the most nerve wracking national anthems I did was just being there, being excited and like, oh my gosh, the Staples Center. But usually I don't really get nervous, but that one I think I was pretty, you know, anxious.
What a cool way to get noticed though as a singer.
Yeah. National anthems.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really fun. I love it. Yeah, I kind of grew up with it. So now when I do national anthems, to me it feels, again, so natural because that's what I started with.
That is great. All right, so how do you transition from that to Hollywood? So you're in Wisconsin and you're singing.
Yeah, so then once I did all the national anthems in Wisconsin, I was like, can we please like try California? I know that's like where the industry is and I want to be around it and I want to grow. And so my mom, after a lot of convincing, she finally said, okay, we can try it. So we came out here. I did this competition in LA called IMTA. Mm-hmm. And I won Most Sought After Talent, the singer thing, and my mom was just like, again, okay, this is like, again, a validation, you know, that, you know, she's, and I told her, I was like, I love this. This is amazing. Like, I'm growing. There's people that are better than I am. Like, I'm learning. And, you know, because in Wisconsin, I was kind of like the big fish in the small pond.
Yeah.
And so being out here, you know, there's a lot more people and artistry going on. So I loved it. And I just was like a sponge. And I just like sucked it all up. And it was amazing. And so I told her, I said, okay, I really want to do this now. So we tried it out for a little while. We got a house out here. And I just continued to put YouTube videos up. I started to record and to continue to write my own music because I was still writing my music in Wisconsin, but I started to actually take it more seriously once I got out here and really spend more time on it and record it. And then I started releasing singles, and I got signed to a label.
The youngest person ever signed to this label. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. Yep. What's the name of the label?
Cherry Tree Records. Yeah.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Thank you.
Is it Lady Gaga on that label?
She was. Yeah, yeah, she was. Yeah, that's the labels that she started on.
Wow, that's impressive.
Thank you.
Very cool.
Thank you. So yeah, and then I just continued to record and write music and grow my audience. But
you started with YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube and national anthems and performing.
See, what I love about that, we always talk about creating your own content because, you know, back in the day when a lot of us were starting out, it was like, you know, you could get on Star Search or...
yeah.
No, it's true. There was no, you know, American Idol. There was nothing like that. There was no internet. I know I'm like 80. Mm-hmm. But there was no outlet for that kind of thing. And I love how people like yourself who are really so passionate about something that you can take this and put it out there on your own. And then when people find it and they see you, then they grasp on. Isn't that beyond cool?
That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible.
So where are you now? What are you doing now?
Well, my new single is out called Only Want You, which I'm really, really excited about.
And this you wrote.
No, I didn't write this one either. I do swear I write a lot of my own music, but this
She's
one I didn't
liar.
Write either.
She's I'm not- lying. It's a lie.
No, I do. I write like 80% of my music, but yes, this one actually wasn't written by me either. I'm sorry. No, I was in Atlanta, and we went out right before Christmas time, and I spent like 10 days there, and I was just recording and writing every single day. And one of the days was I was with Tricky Stewart, who is an amazing producer. And
I like how she says it like it's no one. So I'm with Tricky Stewart.
No, but he's incredible. And I remember going there and he's like, okay, I want to play you some stuff that I've been working on. If you don't like it all, don't worry. We can start from scratch. But I just want to kind of get a vibe for what you like. And so we played a couple songs and, you know, none of them fit. And then Only Want You came on. And my mom looked at me and she goes like, oh my gosh. And we like look at each other and we're like, oh my gosh. And so we told him, we're like, this is awesome. And I remember the head of my label, he goes, this is like Amazon and I want to take this and put it in my shopping cart and press checkout. It was so funny. And I went in and recorded it, and it was the first day in Atlanta, and that was the song that we ended up going with for the first release. So, which was very cool. But I love that song immediately too. It was just an instant like, whoa, this is something special. I can really connect to this.
That's great.
So, but yes, I do write a lot of my own music.
Oh, I know you do. I'm just teasing with you. So when I watch you sing and I hear you, I mean, your voice is amazing.
Thank you.
You remind me a little bit, and I'm sure, who do people tell you that you remind them of?
I get like mixed things. I get a little bit of like older Mariah Carey, like the butterfly stages.
I find you edgier than her.
Yeah, but I get that too, yeah. Like a little bit more edgy. I move a lot more when I perform, I guess. Like I like to whip my hair and do the whole Beyonce thing, I guess you could say. But yeah, what about you? What were you going to say?
A touch of Ariana Grande,
really?
I would say. But in your own way, not that I feel like you're – I don't feel like I'm watching her.
No, I get that too, yeah.
But a touch of her, just because you're pretty and you, the way you sing. But how do you differentiate yourself? You're so beautiful. You're so talented.
Thank you.
You write your own music. No, it's true. And when I watch you, it's incredible. But I saw the Descendants premiere last night.
Mm-hmm. How was it?
It was great.
Awesome.
And the kid, everyone's fabulous. China McLean and her family have been mm-hmm. friends for a while. And so, you know, we
she's
go
so
to support
sweet.
Her.
Yeah.
And she's really talented. But you're also talented. So my question is, how do you take that and put yourself in another category? How do you take yourself from the Disney group up? What's the plan?
Well, I – just being myself, I think, is number one. A lot of times in the industry and just in life in general, when you're surrounded by certain people, you can tend to, like, you know, absorb your surroundings and, you know, not become 100% – stay who you are 100%. So I definitely – my family has kept me grounded and, like, told me that, you know, who you are is perfect and don't change for anyone. So
love
I feel
that.
Like naturally I'm different just because I've never changed for anybody else or changed to become more like somebody else. I've always just, you know, gone with my gut and gone, like, done what I feel fits me the best when it comes to making decisions or just, you know, music and life in general. But yeah, I mean, Disney is great, and they're huge supporters of mine, and Radio Disney has been one of my first supporters ever, which they're amazing. I'm so grateful for. But I kind of always knew when it comes to Disney on the acting side. I mean, I've done a couple things for Austin and Ellie as a guest star, but when it comes to the acting side, music is my main love. So I never really committed fully when it comes to Disney for, you know, being on a TV show, because music is just my number one love. So I never really wanted to go that route. I just knew instantly, like, in my soul and my gut, I just knew, like, that's not what you're gonna do. You're gonna do singing all the way. There's, you know, the acting you can do is fun, and I want to do as something fun to, like, you know, add to the table, but I don't want to do that and be like branded as like a Disney TV actress.
Love that.
Yeah, but they're
God,
amazing.
You're
again
so focused. Can you have a chat with my children? How so?
But Disney's great though. They're amazing.
How important – I'm not how important. Obviously, your family's everything to you. And I know, because we have mutual friends, how
yes.
close your family is. And obviously,
the best.
That kind of support system mm-hmm. is the best. How much do you rely on them? I see your mom is here. And by
yes.
the way, she's stunning.
I know.
Doesn't look
she's
old enough to have
supermodel.
You.
Supermodel.
But how much do you rely – because I know you're saying your mom was in the studio and she gave you, like, the wink, like, that's
yeah.
the song. How much do you rely on her or them for your career choices?
I mean, my mom knows me better than anybody else, so we're kind of a team. She doesn't make any decisions for me, but she definitely has my best interest always, which I can always count on her if I'm ever I mean, in the end, she always says, you know, you have to go with what you want to do. But luckily, we pretty much agree on like 99.9% of everything.
So, how old are you?
15.
That's good.
Yeah, we have we have such a strong relationship. And I swear it's because we live in Orange County. So we are constantly driving from Orange County to LA all the time. And, you know, with traffic, that is not a easy drive to do like 5 days a week. So I swear our relationship is so strong just because of our car rides together with like nothing to do but just talk to each other about everything. So I tell her about everything. She tells me about almost everything.
No, but it's true.
She's amazing.
We were talking about, I took Max. Mm-hmm. Have you met Max?
I love that name, by the way. No, I haven't met her. But I know Ryan and her are really
very close. Yeah. They're very close. So we'll have to get you guys all together.
Yeah, I want
to meet. But Max and I went on this little girls' trip. And so I understand what you're saying because I have 4 kids. So we don't always get to do that kind of alone time. But mm-hmm. That really gives you such an incredible bond.
Yeah. No, she's amazing. And she always, like I said, is looking out for, you know, is going for my best interest. And she always, when we ever are having a discussion about something that may be difficult to do, I do ask her and I'm like, you know, as my mom, you know, you can see the future more than like, you know, with certain things than I can. You've lived longer. So like, what do you see in this? And she definitely gives me great advice. She always is like telling me, okay, if you do this, this is what leads to this. And this person's thinking this when you do this and no.
That's the take home message. Listen to your mother.
Yeah. So I think I'm the kind of person too that I never went through like a phase where I was like, you know, I'm going to figure it out on my own. Let me just be like, I'm always like, no,
there's
I want to know. Like, yeah, I tell her, I'm like, tell me, like, I don't want to make those mistakes. Like, I want to like, tell me what's like, what this will lead to and blah, blah, blah. So I always listen to her for everything. I have no interest in finding out the hard way.
I like that. How do you handle school? Do you go to a regular school?
No, I'm homeschooled.
You're home.
Yeah.
Mom, does that mean you're teaching?
No, she doesn't. It's all workbook based. I mean, she found the program, but hired the tutor. No, but yeah.
But your brother goes to a more
regular
traditional
school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, he goes to public school.
And it's the two of you?
Yes.
Okay, great. So you're homeschooled, and how do you manage friends?
I mean, I definitely have my core friends, and I still have some friends from when I first moved out here. I did go to regular school.
Okay.
And then it started to pick up, so then I had to switch to homeschooling. So I still have my friends, certain ones from, you know, when I did go to school out here. But I mean, I hang around like adults all the time. I picture myself as an adult, like I really do.
Well, like, some people are like that. Honestly, my Max is like that too, and
really?
Some of my other daughters are not. They're younger than that. So that's interesting.
Yeah, and I feel like too with what I do, I'm always around people. So when I'm at home, I'm like, I want to watch Netflix and like, or like work on music and like hang out, you know. I don't really feel the need to like, oh, I want to go to like this party and whatever, you know. I like
it sounds like your family keeps a very normal family environment.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. And I just love being around music all the time. So to me, the best thing ever is just being around music. Like, I'd pick that any day over anything else in the whole entire world. So,
did you find it difficult with any of your friends? Was there any animosity? Do people get jealous as you've become more successful? And how do you deal with that?
I feel like when I did go to school, I mean, naturally there is like, there can be drama when it comes to that stuff. But I feel like
they have drama no matter what.
Exactly. That's exactly what there's going to be drama no matter what. So, but nothing really based off of like my singing and what I was doing. I haven't really gone through anything like that, but except for the usual, you know, like, what's going to be natural, it's normal. But it's been pretty easy. And I'm very choosy too, like when it comes to like who I choose to surround myself with. I'm not quiet when it comes to music, but I'm quiet when it comes to like personal stuff, like being like at home and stuff. So all my friends, I have like 5 like core friends, and that's it. Those are like the ones that I choose to hang out with. And I obviously have people, you know, that I like know and stuff, but not people that I consider to be like, you know, like family friends. So I'm very like choosy, but I love everyone and everyone's great. But again, I love music. And the best thing though is being around adults that are super creative and like being around like music producers and all that stuff. And they've been through so much and telling me their insight and like giving me advice. That's the best thing ever. So
it's so exciting to watch how excited you are to talk about what you do.
Well, I am.
Well, you have to understand, you know, and honestly, having met as many people as I've met in the industry, and especially mm-hmm. younger people. There's a large faction of people, not just younger people, mm-hmm. but all ages, that really just want to be famous.
Yes, for sure.
And it's not about talent, or even if they are talented, they just it's a means to get to that fame thing. And it's yeah. so refreshing to see how passionate you are about
what you do. Yeah. And I feel like that's something that makes me, like we were talking about earlier, different too, is I do this for the music and I love music so much. And when it comes to my music, I want people to listen to my music and realize and take away like how connected I am to it and how involved I am in it. I mean, that's one of the things I always say, the people say like, what do you want people to take away? I'm like, my love for music, because this is 100% what I love and will always love. And, you know, I don't do it for any other reason besides, you know, wanting my fans to connect to it and wanting people to, you know, relate it to their own lives and to hopefully help them through stuff. But, I just do it because I love it.
You can tell it's palpable, honestly.
Thank you.
So what advice can you give to kids out there that, you know, they love to sing and maybe they want to try to write songs? What would you tell them?
Work hard. Hard work is number one. I mean, you can do anything you want with hard work. So work hard. And, you know, I just want everyone to know that there are going to be people that are going to want to change you, or you're going to feel like the need that, you know, maybe I should do this because this person did this and they went down this path. But don't listen to that. Just do what your gut says and go down the path that you want to go down and do what you want to do when it comes to, you know, your image and, you know, what you want to do in life. So, and just go for it too. Don't be scared to, you know, go for something or, oh, well, if I do this, couldn't this happen? It's like, just do what you love, you know, and work hard at it and, you know, it'll all fall into place.
God, that's such a good lesson to learn at your age. It's incredible. We were just talking about this the other day. I was saying how, you know, some of us get to a certain point in life, we go, I've got nothing to lose, so I'm just going to put it all out
there.
But you seem to have that attitude at 15.
I mean, I'd rather go for something and get shot down than not go for it at all and then never know.
I love that. Yeah. So, pie in the sky, paint your picture. Where are you going?
Everywhere.
I love it. And you want to know something? You're going to.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're going to. You're
thank
fantastic.
You.
Tell everyone where to find you.
Yes, you could. Every website, social media thing, everything is just Skylar Stecker. So, yeah, and go check out my new single, Only Want You.
Only Want You.
Yes.
Skylar Stecker.
Thank
so
you.
Happy for you. You are just a doll. Stay in
thank
touch
you so
with
much.
Us.
Yes, gonna, for sure.
We're going to be following you.
Thank you.
Man, she's busy.
She really is. I mean, she's got her stuff together at 15. Jeez.
I know. She's going to be driving soon, too.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get handled?
Why do you put me on blast like that?
Because we talk about it every week.
I know. My list is too long. I just can never get to
it. I don't care how. By the way, I know your list is long because your list is my list, too. And you have your list. But everyone has a to-do list. You got to add something to your to-do list, dear.
Yes, dear.
You have to call Geico, G-E-I-C-O. If you call them, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance.
Like, you don't even look down anymore. You're just straight in the eye.
I'm looking at you in your eyes because you know it's true.
Well, I'm going to be looking down at this.
Well, because you want to know. So you know what's scary? You don't even know what you pay for your car insurance.
No, I do, and it's a lot.
No, you don't, because it's a direct deposit, and you forget, and you don't look, and you have no idea.
That's true.
So it just rips money from your account every month, and you don't know what you're paying.
I know.
But you could be saving 15% or more on your car insurance. You got to go. Go to Geico.com.
Okay.
G-E-I-C-O. Geico.com. No, but now. Go do it.
Okay. Well,
right now.
Okay.
Pick up your phone.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay. Done.
Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
There are 120,000 unsolved murder cases in America.
It was the next day that I found out from my parents what had happened, that my sister was killed.
Each one is called a cold case.
Sometimes you have to look really closely to find the evidence.
Damn, I killed her.
Damn it, I killed her.
Cold Case Files, the podcast.
Garcia is walking into the home of a real monster.
I was nervous. I realized what kind of person I was dealing with.
It's a goosebump moment.
Download new episodes every Tuesday on the Podcast One app or subscribe at Apple Podcasts or PodcastOne.com.
This is Heather Dubrow's World. Here's Heather.
So what do we have for Dear Heather?
Okay, here's a question from Karen. Hi, Heather. Can you tell me what you do to have all that wonderful, happy energy? Is it vitamins? Because I need new ones. Or is it exercise? How much sleep do you get? I'm just asking because I just love how much you have and I need that. I'm 51 and just looking for a great change with all of that. Sincerely, Karen.
Karen, great question. And the answer is it's all of it. It's the way you eat. It's sleeping. It's supplements. It's absolutely all of it. But it's funny you bring it up because we're launching Consult Health this weekend. We're going to be in Minnesota on Evine. And Consult Health, I know I've talked to you guys about our Beat product, which is for energy and maintaining a healthy blood pressure. But what really is the best thing for sustainable energy, I mean, in a real way for your lifestyle, is CoQ10. It's been around for a long time, but we've been able to dial it up a little bit. If you watch this weekend, you'll get all the science of it, and maybe I'll tell Terry to talk about it on Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig. But our bodies make CoQ10 naturally, and as we get older, it gets depleted. And if I can do like sort of a layman version of what it is, it's that our cells in our body actually have organs inside them. Do you know that?
No idea.
No, I didn't know that either. But they get old as we get older. And CoQ10 is one of these things that's been touted as literally turning the clock back and making our cells younger again.
Wow.
So it's giving you energy and it's making you look and feel younger. It's like tricking your entire body into being younger.
Wow.
I know. It's pretty cool. But Terry and the chemists have found a way to even make it more bioavailable. So it's more potent. Wow. So it's pretty cool. So you might want to check that out for Consult Health this weekend or go to evine.com.
And then here's our last question from Aaron in Nashville, Tennessee. Hi, Heather. I've been off of birth control for about 8 months now after being on it for 13 years. The dreaded post-pill acne started a couple months ago, mainly on my chin, and I have never had skin problems before. I already avoid dairy and sugar for the most part, and I wash my face daily and try to use a clay mask once a week. Any suggestions, or do I have to wait this out? Also, I'm sure alcohol doesn't help, but I just can't give up my champagne during the super hormonal time. Thank you so much for your help. I love your show and listen every week.
You're so sweet. Yeah, don't give up the champagne. Jeez. I think you hit it on the head, is that you're going to have to wait it out. Yeah, hormonal changes, they just knock us on our asses. And they really wreak havoc on our body. Whether you are on the pill, off the pill, you've just had a baby, you're perimenopausal, or you're going through menopause, all of that does it. The question is, how are you going to get through it? So, you know, the best advice I can give you is simplify your skincare routine. Stop trying to chase the problem. I mean, honestly, Cetaphil soap and really easy moisturizers. Make sure you wash your face after you shampoo and condition. All those little tricks that we all do. Make sure after the gym you wash your face. Don't make it too dry. Don't make it too wet. All of those things are super, super important. Yes, wait it out. Make sure you're not, you know, clogging your skin with too much makeup, trying to cover it. And if you have to cover it, make sure you wash it off really fast afterwards. And I totally get it. But you know what? This too shall pass.
Great.
Thank you guys all so much. What a fun time we had today. Don't forget to check out everything that I'm doing. You can go to heatherdubrow.com and just see it all in one spot. Thanks, guys, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.
Hi, guys. It's Becca Tobin,
Kelty Knight,
and Jack Vanek.
And we are the Lady Gang, as in the Lady Gang podcast. And this summer, we have something extra special, not just celebrity interviews, but we are helping you Lady Gang your life / get your shit. together. What do we have coming up, Kelty?
Hormone expert, nutrition expert,
fitness expert,
sex expert,
dermatologists, people shooting up your faces with syringes telling us what it's all about.
It's all the important things you need to lady gang your life.
Every Tuesday on Podcast One and Apple Podcasts.